Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
8:40 on this Tuesday morning. Joining us right now, the acting superintendent of the Port Huron Area School District, Theo Kerhoulas. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning, Paul.
I know the school board met last night. More discussion about virtual learning already in place, the notion that the schools are all on virtual learning. What we didn't know was for how long, and how long is this plan to continue?
Yeah, you know, Paul, when the decision was made to pause face-to-face learning and go remote, it was for a short term. Anything longer than, you know, 5 or 10 days, we really needed to take to our Board of Education. I would have liked to take the whole thing to the Board of Education, but the numbers just didn't allow that. So we had to make a decision early and then allow the board to make a longer decision. Last night, the board approved a change in our COVID learning plan that would go through January 11th. But we will evaluate that in the middle of December. I really hope, in the hope of the board, is that the three-week pause that the governor has put in across the state, the Michigan Department of Health, really, will bring our numbers back down and that we can reevaluate in the middle of December. But right now, it's just so parents can plan, it's till January 11th. The January 11th is an interesting date because school would restart on January 4th, but with the thought that people would gather for New Year's Eve just a few days before school would come back, we determined that January 11th might be a better date, or a safer date.
So will classes resume on January 4th, but just virtual?
Yes.
Okay. What's happening with extracurricular activities? I know we talked a little bit about this last week. Any more clarification as to what's happening with some of those after-school events?
Yeah, so last week, and again, things go quickly here and things are constantly changing. Last week, we had hoped we could continue with things like sports and band and drama, especially at the high school level, where we can do it safely. The orders from the Michigan Department of Health changed that, and beginning today, actually yesterday, all extracurricular activities have paused. So there'll be no in-person practices for sports, band, drama, clubs, things like that. They're being creative. They're trying to do some things virtually, you know, through Zoom, but it's pretty hard with athletics and the arts, but they're trying.
It's difficult indeed. Obviously, the big concern for the Port Huron schools and other districts, too, is staffing. That's been a very difficult thing for you to deal with the increased number of COVID cases, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's really the cause of what we've encountered, is our ability to safely and appropriately staff our buildings. We just can't. With the number of people that actually have COVID or quarantined because of close contacts to COVID, it's really put a stress on our staffing, and we simply just did not have enough substitutes to do that. I shared last night with the board, you know, one day last week, we had 90 vacancies. Teacher vacancies, and 40 of those were left unfilled. Everyone, you know, steps up. You know, we had everyone, all the teachers, you know, taught during their preps. We had other administrators and people in classrooms, but we had met the tipping point, and those things aren't sustainable. So I was really proud of our staff for stepping up over the last few weeks as things really started to get bad. But we certainly had met the tipping point and couldn't continue.
Certainly does feel a little bit different than back in March, though, when all of a sudden everything shut down, everything had to go online in the blink of an eye. At least you've had some opportunity to ramp up to this, and with the expectation going into the school year that this was a real possibility.
Yeah, and you know, first of all, I think we're blessed that we had 10 weeks face-to-face with our kids in our hybrid model and built great relationships, and our teachers did a fantastic job. But one thing that's really different right now than last March is the buildings are still allowed to be open. So we're able to bring some students in for small groups, our special needs populations. We have things called learning labs where families need to schedule an hour or two with a teacher or just with some support, our large new, thank you to our bond, we have these beautiful new learning commons that we can spread people out in safely. It's limited, but we are able to get the kids that really need us in there. The other great thing we've been able to do, and I think my number's right, is we've been able to provide Wi-Fi for families that need it. I think we have 86 families that we've been able to support in that way at this time. So if families out there listening that need, either physical support, a couple of hours with a teacher in our learning labs, or if they're having issues with Wi-Fi in their homes, call their building principal. We're able to help.
That's fantastic. Another concern is with food. A lot of kids really rely on the food that they receive at school, and you're able to meet that need as well, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely, and it's a great question. Last night was one of our food deliveries. We do that at our two performing arts centers, and we're actually expanding that. But last night, because of the need, we actually ran out, and we're well supplied. Just our numbers are starting to parallel the trend with COVID. The numbers of need are going up. So I'm glad we can provide that, and we are actually extending that to other buildings starting, I think, this Friday.
All right. Good stuff. Theo, appreciate the update. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.